All right, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. You know, the Pure Michigan campaign is nearly 20 years old, and now under new management. Joining us right now is the new vice president of Pure Michigan, Kelly Walgamott. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you joining us, new as vice president, but not new to the campaign, are you?
No, I am not new to the campaign. I've had the honor for the last 13 years as the travel director of marketing on the Pure Michigan campaign. So I've been around and have had, again, you know, the great opportunity to work on this incredible campaign for the state to really, you know, feature and inspire travelers to come to Michigan for their vacation, not only from domestic standpoint, but from international travelers as well.
It's a travel campaign, an ad campaign that and a public awareness campaign that's really working and paying off dividends, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we do track the impact of the campaign and tourism overall, and I don't know if everyone's really aware of really the power and economic impact of tourism in Michigan. We do have the latest 2023 data that, you know, really outlines that we had 128.3 million visitors to the state, which was an increase of a little bit more than 2% over 2022 numbers. And those numbers also exceeded 2019 levels. So Michigan is truly past, when it comes to the economic impact standpoint, past the recovery from the pandemic, and we're now into that expansion mode. Visitors spent, you know, over $29.3 billion in 2023, with a total economic impact to Michigan's economy of $53.2 billion. So I know lots of numbers, but that is truly the impact and what travel and tourism does for the state and for the communities throughout the state.
You know, it's interesting. I feel like, as you say, post-pandemic, you know, not only recovered, but coming back stronger. I feel like there is such an appetite for travel now, isn't there?
Oh, it's absolutely. And it's really competitive, as you can imagine, across our great nation. And you know, there are a lot of different travel destinations that people can choose from, and we need to be out there top of mind and to inspire travelers to consider coming to Michigan and really featuring why Michigan, right? And when you come to Pure Michigan, it is a different travel opportunity that you can experience anywhere in the world. It is truly a unique opportunity to explore vibrant cities and just the incredible natural beauty that we have around the state that, you know, you don't have anywhere. We have the most fresh water than anywhere in the U.S. And on top of that, when you talk about the national parks that we have and just the welcoming attitude that we have as Michiganders to welcome travelers to the state, it really does provide a really unique travel destination for travelers.
I know summertime is really our time to shine, but it's not the only time to visit Pure Michigan, is it?
Absolutely not. You know, that's the power of Pure Michigan and these delightful seasons that we get to experience here. And like I say, you know, it's a different personality in each of the seasons. And it is really a unique standpoint going around the state to destinations that you may, you know, visit in the summer. But then when you come back in the fall, it's a whole new experience. It's really, I think, freshening from that standpoint that fall, you know, with the change in the air, which I know it's been a little bit warmer than normal in Michigan right now, but temperatures are starting to cool down. And, you know, you can see across our two peninsulas, you know, the change in the colors of the leaves, yellow, gold, and red. And just the opportunities that fall bring to us. We are the most diverse agricultural state in the U.S. And to have the opportunity to visit a cider mill, go to a corn maze, you know, delight in those Michigan apples that we get to experience, it's such a fun time of year.
It is probably my favorite time of year. And the Keep It Fresh fall campaign is rolled out and basically targeting markets near Michigan and inviting people to come visit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are continuing to target the out-of-state markets of Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, you know, Indy, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Those are incredibly important markets for the campaign. And just to inspire, again, you know, those travelers in those out-of-state markets to come here for maybe it's during the week, you know, week, or maybe it's a weekend trip to discover, you know, the trails we have. Also, it's harvest time, so we have a lot of winemaking going on throughout the state. So we are targeting out of state and just, again, featuring all the amazing things that you can see this autumn in Pure Michigan.
I understand you've teamed up with the Grand Traverse Pie Company and Shorts Brewing Company as well with a couple of neat promotions.
Yeah, I mean, what great Michigan companies. We love to partner with these iconic brands that provide us with the opportunity to feature what's grown here, what's made here in the state. So we have a Pure Michigan maple glazed apple pie. Got a chance to taste it this week, and it is incredible. This collaboration with Grand Traverse Pie Company with Michigan grown apples, and this pie will be available starting next Monday. And it will be something that's available throughout the holidays, so you can have a little Pure Michigan at your holiday table. And then we also have a continual collaboration with Shorts Brewery for the Pure Michigan Fall IPA. It's a Michigan brewed sourced ingredients that really, you know, pay homage to the state's autumn splendor, and such a great collaboration and opportunity to feature the brand on these great products.
Well, very good. If people want to start planning their trip within Pure Michigan, I was going to say to Pure Michigan, but we're here already. Or get a fall color update. You've got all that on your website, right?
Yeah. So go to michigan.org, and right on the homepage, there's a button there. You can click to go to the Fall Color in Pure Michigan landing page. You can sign up for fall color updates that will hit your mailbox every week, and there's a fall color map on michigan.org that we are updating as well as we're progressing into the color time of year. And we also have a number of trip ideas to start planning your fall color trip throughout the state. So a lot of different resources there to help you get inspired and to think about what you're going to do next in Pure Michigan.
Sounds fantastic. Kelly, again, congratulations on your new position. Appreciate you joining us this morning and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, that's Kelly Walgamott, the new vice president of Pure Michigan, talking about the Keep It Fresh fall campaign. You can find out more by going to michigan.org.